this just continues virtually without a break. You know, the New York. I'll give you one last example. The New Yorker had a rather good article, actually. You know, by now the story about what's happening to the economy and to the population, which used to be what, you know, crazies on the left talked about, it's now sort of hit the public. You know, so you read it in the newspapers. The New Yorker had an article in which they reviewed the figures on decline of real wages and, you know, increase in profits, and the story you're familiar with. By a guy named Thomas Cassidy. It wasn't a bad article, actually, sort of reviewed the familiar facts. And then he ended up by saying, look, no one's to blame for this. It's just the market in its infinite and mysterious wisdom just has these effects, and there's nothing you can do about it. And they gave three examples, exactly three examples in the article of the market in its infinite and mysterious wisdom, namely Grumman, McDonnell Douglas, and Hughes Aircraft. You know, maybe this is some kind of subtle irony that I'm missing, but these are three prototypes of publicly subsidized corporations. Grumman, Hughes, McDonnell Douglas, they wouldn't exist for 2 minutes if it wasn't for a huge public subsidy. So that's the market and its infinite and mysterious wisdom.